there are two basic sources for generating electricity. One comes from fossil fuels, the other from renewable sources. That's what the elements provide, free of charge. But where those elements, like sun and wind, work their magic varies.
We don't have a whole lot of potential for wind.
Len Peters is Secretary of Kentucky's Energy and Environment Cabinet. When it comes to the potential for generating more electricity from wind, Kentucky just doesn't have the resources a state like Wyoming has, where 60-mile-an-hour winds regularly shoot across the high prairie.
We have some hydro.
But only about 2.5% of the state's electricity comes from hydroelectric dams.
And I believe that as we move forward within Kentucky, we're going to be seeing solar on a much more distributed basis as opposed to baseload generation for electricity.
Translation: solar isn't practical here on a large scale for centralized baseload generation, which means the minimum amount of power required 24 hours a day for utilities' customers. That's partly because Kentucky doesn't receive as much sunlight every year as, say, Arizona. So what does that leave? Not many options. Kentucky's Public Service Commission looked into whether or not Kentucky should mandate that a certain percentage of electricity from all utilities come from renewable sources. It's called a Renewables Portfolio Standard, or RPS, and it's an idea that's gaining popularity and spurring on the development of renewable resources around the country. But the commission's Andrew Melnikovich says Kentucky isn't ready for it.
The commission generally, in reaching its conclusions, found the arguments by the opponents of an RPS target to be fairly persuasive.
The first argument from opponents like electric utilities is that there's not enough renewable energy potential in Kentucky to make those targets. The second, they say, is that new facilities would cost customers more. But Melnikovich says the fact that Kentucky isn't setting a standard for renewable energy sources doesn't mean state officials are turning their backs on their benefits.
We're going to have to diversify in the long run. I mean, I don't think anybody's saying that, we're going to be able to be 95% dependent on coal for the indeterminate future.
Kentucky's best option for renewables seems to be biomass, organic materials like the leftovers from corn production and gas from animal waste. But Kentucky doesn't require that a certain amount of our electricity come from biomass or any other renewable resource, and that puts us in the minority compared to the 29 other states that do have an RPS in place. Illinois has mandated that 25% of its electricity come from renewables by 2025. North Carolina has set a target of over 12% by 2021. There, Utilities Commission attorney Sam Watson says they're concentrating on meeting that target by making the most of what they've got, biomass.
It could be methane projects from swine waste operations, hog lagoons, also biomass from wood waste, poultry, litter, energy crops.
Some of those sources are abundant in Kentucky, too, but Energy Secretary Len Peters says putting a statewide plan in place to take advantage of them will take some time.
We're a brand new cabinet. Governor Beshear put us in place June the 16th. We are trying to certainly make very, very realistic estimates on what might be possible with renewables.
He says the cabinet is currently developing research papers on those possibilities. For WFBL, I'm Kristen Espeland.